What it do, y'all? It's your boy, Funny Marco, and thank y'all for tuning in to Breakbeat Media, the audio version. You can also check out the YouTube version on Breakbeat Media. We got everybody on this show. When I say everybody, we got everybody. I appreciate y'all for tuning in, and make sure y'all check it out. It's on Breakbeat Media. Business with you.
I gotta get some more comfortable chairs.
It ain't comfortable?
You know it ain't comfortable. You don't even look comfortable.
Shit. I am. I'm not thick. You wanna know who's thick? Him.
I appreciate you.
I'm sorry for that. Thank you.
No, don't be sorry. Thick is the new end.
Would you ever go out with a thick boy?
No.
You have no chance?
I didn't say that. It's just no.
What's wrong with thick boys?
Nothing. I think they're very comfortable people.
Your type. Let's see. We got to be careful. Okay. Nothing's wrong with them. Uh-huh. But your purpose is your purpose.
Yeah, my purpose is my purpose. Yeah, it's nothing wrong with.
Yeah, but I'm saying nowadays
thick guys,
you got to watch.
Just, no, absolutely.
Right. Because then it's like a whole war. Thick guys coming at us.
Right. But I got a lot of thick friends. Yeah. So, you know, yeah. But no, I wouldn't date any.
So, can you explain your name? Where you come from?
I'm hilarious. So, it's, you know, it speaks for itself.
Is that the only thing you are?
No.
Well, I say just hilarious then.
Because I started off comical on the internet. I was known for being hilarious, mainly, so.
Now you're known for a lot of more stuff. So is it time to change your name? Can you be unhilarious?
No.
Well, I'm just saying anybody, not just you, but do you feel like you found somebody funny and you found out they wasn't funny no more?
Yeah.
So you can get unhilarious.
It's people that do that. Sometimes people take a break from being hilarious. Sometimes they go back, sometimes they don't.
But so speaking of just like being hilarious, do you feel like, what do you think about cheating?
Those are two.
It's okay for girls
things,
to cheat.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing.
No. Being hilarious and cheating? No. Mm. Way different. No, it's not okay for girls to cheat.
Do you feel like girls can come back from cheating?
It depends. It depends on the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I want to know your opinion. I actually just read a status and it says girls that got deadbeat baby daddies be the coolest baby mamas. But the active baby daddies got the baby mamas that just on their ass.
Well, like, I mean, not in my case. I mean,
but I'm saying in the world, general. You probably see it like girls that be like, "Oh, I ain't tripping off him. He don't do nothing. I ain't got him on child support." But the daddies that want to be in a child life, they could stress him out.
Yeah, I see that a lot. I see that. That's not right. That's some bullshit, though. Mm-hmm. My baby father going through that shit right now.
Mm-hmm.
That shit is weird, but not with me.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he's active in my son's life, and I treat him the best. We like, honestly, it's a little weird, but we're family. We like brother and sister. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's how it should be.
Yeah, he got four other baby mothers, and they.
So with him being y'all like family, when you're dating, do you feel like it's hard for them to accept that? Because they always think you got to hate the people to move
on. That happened a couple times. But when I started dating grown men, they didn't care. They actually applauded that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not every day that you see a relationship, you know, or a friendship, a bond that me and my son father got. Like, we co-parent well.
So it shows that you can keep a good relationship.
Absolutely.
It's like a good resume. So, like, if we don't work out, we can still be cool.
Absolutely.
So I can borrow money from you. If I don't pay you back, we can still be cool.
That's not what it is.
Oh.
I ain't loaned a nigga money in, like, 7 years.
Damn.
Yep.
Why not? You got to start being unselfish.
Charity. I do charity. Mm-hmm. I don't loan niggas money. I do charity.
Mm-hmm. Who is your favorite rapper?
Oh, I have a few. Lil Wayne, Eminem, and Busta Rhymes. They're my top three.
So you be in the car and you be like, cut that Eminem on.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? If I'm in a car, I mean, like I said, I got an artist,
so let's get it.
For,
let's
you
get
know what
it. Okay, let me ask the question right.
If I'm in a
who's
car,
who's your car favorite artist?
Busta Rhymes and Wayne.
So you be in the car, group of people, weekend, we kicking it. You say, cut on that Busta.
Yep. Put your hands where my eyes can see. Explicit version. Hit you with no delay, so what you saying, yo?
So you know the rap people saying?
Oh, look at me now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not a song. That's Chris Brown. But yeah.
You know
I'm
what
very
he said?
Familiar with. Absolutely.
All right, can you say it for like?
You didn't pay me for that.
Oh. Almost had it.
Nigga, I know what he's saying, but I can't say it as fast as him.
You just gotta rap it when he rapping it.
Yes.
Uh huh.
Yep. And the music gotta be all the way up because then it's down.
Right.
Niggas going lip singing. Yeah.
So do you feel like you care or you care less?
About what?
Just in life.
I care less a lot more than I do care.
Mm-hmm. Feel like every response need a response?
Say that again?
And you do feel like every response need a response?
No.
Right.
No.
So why'd you respond to it?
I didn't respond to everything. I didn't respond to everything. That? Mm-hmm. Come on. This is a fucking interview, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the fuck I'm responding. When I stop responding, you're going to be like, all right, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm. So how do you feel about Charles Ramsey?
Who's that?
I don't know. I just looked up a name on Google.
Now, if I'd have fucking lied and said, well, I think he's great. The fuck?
But from something in his name, what do it sound like he look like?
Say it again. Charles what?
Ramsey.
Charles Ramsey.
He wear overalls. He got a truck.
Sound like he friends with Jeffrey Dahmer. Charles Ramsey? The fuck? That's what it sound like. Yeah.
So is rice water a blessing?
It blessed me for a little bit, but then that shit started stinking, so I had to stop putting it in my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can you explain the rice water thing?
I was bald. I started using it. My shit started growing back.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
So why don't you sell that product?
I never thought about picking up rice water as a brand, as a product.
But it helped you out.
It helped me out.
So safe to say that you don't want to put people on.
Chinese people.
So if you had to watch now with comedians today, if you had to watch a stand-up for 24 hours and stay in the room and just listen to them do stand-up for 24 hours, who would it be?
Why would somebody put me in a predicament like that? When would there ever be a time a nigga did that? But who?
You'd be the first one.
Ooh, okay.
24 hours stand-up.
All right. Damn, 24 hours. It would have to be Cat Williams. Old Cat Williams. Yeah.
Cat Williams?
Yeah, old Cat. Yeah. Yeah.
So I was a big fan, and I want to know if you can't talk about it or not. I'm a big fan of the TV show that you had. What was it again?
If you a big fucking fan, how the fuck you don't
I just
know?
Didn't remember
which,
the name.
Which one?
I watched for you and
just got one show.
I watched for y'all too.
Okay, that's the name of it. Rel.
Oh, damn.
Never even watched that show.
I did. I watched it. I wouldn't have brought it up.
What channel was it on?
Five. It was like Five or something. Five. I didn't have no cable. Five. I didn't have cable.
Fox.
Fox, Five.
What the fuck is Five?
That's what it
only sounded like you had a TV.
Nah, not for real. We was watching on iPads.
Okay. You just watched that shit before I came.
No, I actually watched it. It was actually a good show.
What was my name on the show?
Damn. It was Mindy. Because it was close to Wendy Williams. Mindy Wendy's.
My name was Brittany on the show.
Let's not do that. I watched the fucking show, and we gonna do that now, okay? I watched that shit.
Right before I came.
No, I didn't. I'm dead ass. On God. I told that too when you say on God. It was a good show. But I feel like on the show, did they let you be you?
They let me be myself. Mm-hmm. And then I felt good actually being able to show a lot of who I was on the same set as Sinbad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's somebody I grew up watching on TV.
It was good, because I feel like Lil Rel is like a great comedian. His stand-up is crazy. Like,
oh, it is? Okay.
Yeah, it's really dope.
Which one you watch?
It was one that was on Showtime.
Okay.
I don't know the name of it. I'm not really, I got to start getting good with names, like, especially.
You just be saying you watch shit.
No, I do be watching mm-hmm. shit. I wouldn't have brought it up. Okay. It looked like I lie. Honestly, look at me.
Yes, Lil Rel is funny. Yes, in stand-up. Yes, mm-hmm. he is. He's funny.
So, like, with Family Guy, Peter Griffin is kind of, like, going through a lot of shit right now. And I don't know if the family going to split up or if they going to stay together. What is your advice to Peter Griffin?
I don't have no advice for no fucking cartoons, nigga. I don't.
Just say something. Say something.
No. No. I'm not going to say nothing.
Why not?
Because that's a fucking cartoon.
Yeah, but it's really like a real life person.
It is real.
Yeah. That's his favorite cartoon.
Okay, well, interview him. Motherfucker, I don't even watch that shit no more. See, these fucking nuts.
You big on fashion, too. I salute that.
Yeah,
like,
thank you
like
so much.
With, like, I feel like you opened the door a lot. Like, I'm funny. I can act, fashion, dress.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just kind of like I can be in a relationship and go public with it.
Yeah.
It's like you're the perfect girl.
Yep.
So thank right you. Now, are you single or are you in a relationship?
Both.
So that means, what's that called? Were you open relationship?
No, it's just called single in a relationship.
Polygamy?
No, single in a relationship.
You're single? Mm-hmm.
Is it hard to date you? Because you're so real?
Yeah.
So are you going to change up some of the ways to like be to adjust to human beings? Like,
No.
Why not? Just to be
you're
like,
not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to change who you are for you. You can never change yourself for a person.
But you had to change for the TV show you was on.
I was acting like it's TV.
Still change.
That's not a relationship. That's not real.
This is part of the episode. We're going to make it look good.
They hear you even when you do this. Mm-hmm. Do you know that?
I love girls from Baltimore. I like y'all accent.
Thank you, Marco. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You losing yours, though. You've been traveling way too long. It's there a little bit, but it's like losing a little bit.
How do you know? How do you know I'm losing my accent?
There, it's coming.
Are you there enough?
That's why I got right here. Okay, so you like snakes?
Do me a favor and back the fuck up away
okay,
from
come
me.
Come over here.
Real quick, like back the where the fuck you came from behind that fucking curtain.
Stand by me.
The fuck going on? Who is this nigga?
You can let her know who you are.
I'm the king of the jungle.
Can you get the fuck away from me?
I didn't know he was gonna look at me like that.
Like off the stage.
You want him off?
Yeah, fuck yeah. You don't want him off?
I do, but I thought you like animals.
Nigga, I said certain ones. You ain't say, yo, I got two big ass snakes. Look at what he's wearing.
Where can you find your snakes?
It's a hood nigga with two big ass snakes. Get the fuck out of here.
Found them at Q's Animal Kingdom. Is that a pet store?
You ain't even paying me for this shit. I'm ready to fucking go.
Don't get close to her because she might slap it.
Bro.
No.
It was
don't
three. I don't know where the third one went.
Okay.
This shit crazy,
that,
nigga.
Go that way.
This, yeah.
So it's safe to say that you don't like snakes.
What's the next fucking question?
I can see. So how do you feel when people was comparing like you and Charlamagne, like you and the girl Charlamagne?
I never heard that. Who said that?
No, I just made that up. I'm sorry.
I don't even act like Charlamagne. Charlamagne is a great guy. That's like my bro. Like,
no, we're not saying nobody bad. It's just kind of like...
No, I'm just saying.
Speaking
I don't
like,
act like him.
You just... you share your mind.
Oh, definitely.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't share their mind. Like, you can look somebody in the eyes and be like, I'm about to say this, and you say it.
Yeah.
Like, you told him back the fuck up. You looked him dead in his eyes before you said it.
Definitely.
Like, your eyes speak before you say it.
Mm-hmm.
What's next for son? Because he's a superstar.
What's what?
What's next for son?
My son loves football. Mm-hmm. He don't even like the camera no more.
Oh,
not
he
like
don't?
He used to, no. He was the first kid to go on Wildin' Out. Actually, mm-hmm. He was the first, before any kid, before any of Nick's kids.
You know Soulja Boy gonna come after you.
Why? Oh, because my son was the first kid on Wildin' Out?
Yeah.
He better stay where the fuck he at. Soulja Boy cool, but nigga, get the fuck on.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna come for Moneybagg too, because Moneybagg was the first rapper to come out with a football thing. Ooh.
I don't know. Snoop Dogg was.
Oh, he came out with a football thing?
Yeah, he did.
I got one. Lil Baby was the first rapper to come out with a boxer.
Fat Joe was the first one to lean
stop
back.
Stop fucking lying, nigga.
He was, look.
You just be saying shit.
No, Fat Joe.
Who did he come out with?
No, I said Fat Joe was the first person to lean back.
Okay, I missed that. You dumb as shit.
What do you think about mandates?
I don't know, they cool.
I'm saying like, no, this is like, cause I was arguing my friend, like it's okay to go on a mandate. Like
if you and your homeboy just
go watch
out.
Football. That's a mandate.
Yeah, I mean, cause y'all both are going out to do something that y'all
right,
love.
Right, but they was like, no, you can't see that. I'm like, but it's a mandate.
Yeah, you can say it.
So we out and then you text me like, babe, come home. I'm like, get off of me, girl. I'm on a mandate. What's your response? All right, next
girl,
question.
Yeah.
So do you feel like edges are really important?
Fuck yeah, look, mine grew the fuck back, of course. What?
So what about when you didn't have one?
It was bad, nigga, what? Mm-hmm. It was bad.
I feel like it was cool. I liked it.
Oh, no. I've always looked good, but I just didn't like not having edges.
Mm-hmm. What happened to them?
Doing a lot of traveling all the time, so mm-hmm. I'm getting my hair done in every fucking city, and that's different. Bitches doing your hair. Some bitches is, you know, all hard-handed, heavy-handed and shit. And some bitches
you know, like in a barbershop, we got number ones, number two cut. Did you ask for that on the thing? Like, give me a number 17?
No, they don't have that like that.
Oh, that's why you probably laid up like that. You got to have them be like, let me see your number so I can pick it.
No, they don't do that is what I'm saying.
They can't. If you ask for it.
No.
Do you cry?
Sometimes.
Last time you cried over something stupid, like, damn, why was I crying over that?
Well, last time I cried over something stupid.
And you realize, like, that was crazy as hell. Let it out.
Really? The only time I cry is, like some love shit.
Oh, so
like some deep love girl.
Somebody cheat on you?
No, not even that. Just, like, on some, because I'm spoiled. Like, I'm very bratty.
You're a cuddler?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, dude, somebody got to be your, like, you got to see yourself with them before, like, let me see if you my type before I actually see if you my type. Do you got to see it first?
Yeah. Well, mm-hmm. I just know kind of automatically. I don't know. I can hang out with you one time and be like, eh.
So, do you still pay for dinner?
No.
Why not?
I haven't paid for dinner in a while. Just because guys don't let me.
No, I'm saying if you on a date and you know you're not going to fuck with him no more, then you're like, you know what? I got it because I'm not fucking with you no more after this. In your head.
No.
So then what if he send you a cash out real quick? request for your meal.
Then he really getting blocked because now you're playing with me.
When was the last time you was on dinner, you like, this nigga's not my type?
2019.
Worst date ever?
It wasn't the worst date ever, but it was like, damn, nigga, you handsome as shit, but you dumb as a brick.
So why couldn't you help him out? I say, like, dudes, we can see a girl, a cute girl. Let's say you worked at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. And I'm successful. I drive through the drive-thru. I'm like, come fuck with me. Like, I can, like, I want to help you be better or your career, or mm-hmm. I can believe in you. But mm-hmm. if you see me at McDonald's, like right now, be honest. You see me at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. Or even see me like this and I'm trying to holler at you. You give me a chance?
No.
Why?
Because you got that shit on. What you mean?
But you can't see me outside of this?
No. Just first impression. On. Why are you wearing that? Like, why? If that tells me a lot about you, how you think.
But you remember the movie, No Love, Don't Cost a Thing? And never actually did him?
Yeah, that was the movie. Nick Cannon still dressed like that. Like, that's real. Like, that's Nick. You know what I'm saying? So.
Man, you got a point.
Yeah.
You like to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, do you wear condoms?
I do. Mm-hmm. I do.
Protector.
Do I wear condoms?
It's possible.
No, it's not. I use condoms, but yeah, I don't wear them. Sorry.
Yeah, because it was the same. It was just like, I actually was watching stand-up. This was like, I had a girl put a condom on, like, one of her dildos. She was like, but you don't even trust yourself.
Who said that?
I just made that up.
It's not even funny.
No, I was going to use that on stage. Don't use that.
You be going on stage?
Yeah.
You do stand-up?
It's like six of us. I've been doing it for a year.
Why the fuck didn't you tell me that?
Because I just realized I like to sit down.
It's not funny either, yo.
No, I'll be honest. I want to do like a show with you. I feel like we should do something. Could you see it?
Yeah.
You just saying that, and then when we get off TV, and then you block me when I be like, yo, what about the show? You won't reply.
No, we could definitely do a sitcom. Not no stand-up shit.
No, not stand-up.
Yeah.
I'm saying like a TV show or something.
Oh, absolutely.
Like a project together.
Absolutely. You're very uniquely funny.
I appreciate it. You are dope, too. I need to come to Baltimore. I learn Baltimore, like, a day and just hang out with you. I think that'd be dope. Blog it, record that. You teach me, like, the Baltimore, this and that. And then show me, like, where you used to be homeless and shit, where I see where you grew up from, your block. And you used to work at McDonald's and shit. So show me where you used to work at and everything, and then I'll just learn your day.
Who told you I was homeless?
This is like part of people's success. It makes us feel better.
No, it don't make me feel shit. I ain't never been fucking homeless. I lived in the motherfucking hood and we had the best house on the block. Don't
I know,
ever play with
no,
me.
I'm saying, let's just paint the picture. I say that all the time. I be like, I was homeless. They be like, tell us your struggle. I was homeless.
Nah, this ain't no Tyler Perry shit. Nah, I never was living in my car. I never did none of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even when I was working at McDonald's, stealing out the register, all that. Now, I did all of that now, but nah, I was never,
Did they ever catch you?
Absolutely.
Oh, you went to jail for that?
Went to jail.
You beat the case?
No, I did time.
You did? Oh, you went to jail?
Yeah, I went to jail for,
How was that?
Identity theft and shit, too.
Did you tell them why you was in jail?
Did I tell niggas why? I didn't talk to nobody.
I better say, don't tell them that. You got to say something gangster or some shit.
Yeah, but that's how I did it. When I got in there, I didn't tell niggas shit. They like, why you in? I'm like, and then walk off. Mm-hmm. How niggas really be scared of you, you don't tell them shit.
All they thought, you probably thought you was deaf.
That's good too, because they never tried me, so even if they thought
I feel like girl jail is different from boy jail.
Shit, I've seen them beat the shit out of some bitches in there, And I used to steal from this girl. She used to have a lot of fucking candy in her little locker. Mm-hmm.
Did she ever notice?
Yeah, but I blamed it on somebody one time.
All right, crazy. She gonna watch this episode.
She beat the shit out of them. Yeah, but she's still in that thing.
Before we go, what is something like you want to like share with us? Because I want my fan base to come and attack it. I'm like the beehive.
So you're asking me what? What is something I want y'all to come and attack?
Support. Like an album coming out, anything that we can wait on.
Look out, I'm coming to a city near you. I want you to watch Reckless Discussion every episode. Mm-hmm. That's on YouTube.
Did you trademark Reckless?
Absolutely. I trademark every fucking thing from Just With The Mess to Carefully Reckless to Reckless Discussions, everything. Ain't nobody gonna have a play with me.
Damn.
Ownership, black ownership. That's what we got to have.
Y'all round of applause.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's make her cry. Keep clapping.
Okay, yo. All right.
She said, all right, keep going, keep going. All right.
Oh, my God.
My hand's getting tired.
This is so weird. This is like, all right, nigga.
All right, all right. She said, all right, niggas.
This nigga talking about just, just like, shut the fuck.
That's the longest applause you ever got.
God damn, like, you know.
Enough is enough.
But thank
you. Yeah. all right, enough,
okay,
niggas.
No, okay. For real.
She got to put her earrings in, y'all.
Nigga, still don't fucking clap. I don't give a fuck. Chill.
You get the earring in?
Yeah.
So if you can tell us the best episode, like TV show you ever been on, interview, where would it be?
Honestly, here.
Honestly, all right, yeah.
God, bro.
Thank y'all for tuning in for the Breakbeat Media Audio. If you're in your car going on a trip or a road trip, we appreciate you for listening, and make sure you listen to the next episode.
We ain't even started. Oh, we started already?
Huh?
We started already?
No, not yet.
Oh. Yeah. Y'all give me weird vibes, man. I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know.
What cereal would you be eating?
What cereal I'll be eating?
Favorite cereal?
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
For real?
Yeah.
If you used to think about it, how many cereals you think go into the bowl? Like you probably gonna eat.
How many cereals go into the bowl?
Yeah. Like police ride around, right? Waste gas. That's why gas prices are so high. Like, why they ride around? You get what I'm saying? Wasting gas. If you think about it.